Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Yud Ches, and we are on Yud Zayin Amabez by Tani Rebbe Chia. Tani Rebbe Chia, and we just had the Mishnah about the anatomy of a woman, and we spoke about in the last year about how that works out with the knowledge of today's science and today's physiology. But either way, we had different deos about how to deal with dam that is found, safek tame, safek tar, what's the halacha? So we had four deos. And now the Gemara is going to quote a brisa, how all the four deos work out with the following brisa. What were the four deos? Just to review, the Gemara had Yasi v'ka'amri. First we had the deos of Rami bar Shmuel and Rav Yitzchak Reidu of Yehuda, who said in front of Rabba bar Afuna the following din, and that is, if it's found further in, within the cavity, within, so then Sveiko Tame. So then it is Safik is Tame. Min alovalachud Sveiko Tar. If it's found closer out, so then Sveiko Tar. So it's all Safik. Safik Tame and Safik Tahar. That's number one. Number two was Rav Huna himself. So Rav Huna answered that, no, I think min alovalachudim is Vadai Tame. Not Safik Tame in, Safik Tame out. That was the first daya. Second daya is inside is Vade Tame. So we assume if it was inside, we have to assume for sure that it came from the makor, from the uterus, and therefore it would be a problem. Vade Tame. And Alova Lachut Sveiko Tame. So inside is Vade Tame, outside is Sveiko Tame. That's the most chamor shita. That's number two. And then Abaya had two tzadim. We're going to treat it as three and four. Abaya tutstadim. Abaya says, if you're choshesh, so that you have to assume, ibasach shasha azlis, if you're choshesh, then you have to assume safek, is, in both cases. And if it is after chazaka, if you go after chazaka, so then, inside, v'aluv alafnim, vadai tameh, v'aluv alachutz, vadai tahar. Right? So, it depends what you would do. So really, there are four different lines of how to interpret if there is dam found, inside, is it found further in, is it found further out, and how do we treat, those cases. So those are the four opinions. Now we get into the braisa. Tani, Rebbe Chia. So Rebbe Chia says in the following, braisa. Dam hanimsa bepruzdar. Dam that is found in the pruzdar, meaning in the vaginal canal on the way out. The question is, what is the halacha? So we don't know if this is within, if this is without. Is it more internal, external? That's not clear in the brisa. So the brisa though has two deis. Rebbe Chia says, Tani Rebbe Chia. Again, Rebbe Chia. Sometimes Rebbe Chia is on the border. Amoraim. Tanoim and how he's treated within a brisa quoting, but either way now Tani Rebbe Chia quotes this brisa. Damanim sub bepruzdar chayav alav albias mikdash v'sarv alav as a truma. So Rebbe Chia quotes, if this dam found, seems like vade tamei, because chayavin, meaning a full avera, chayav alav albias mikdash and sarv alav as a truma, and then if this person touches truma, so then the truma has to be burned. So that is all a reflection of Vadai Tuma. That's Rebbe Chia. V'rev Katina Amar, Ein Chayav and Alava B'yas Bekdash, V'ein Sarv and Alava Da Truma. Now he argues, Rashi points out, Aval Isura Ika. There's still an Isser, but it's a Suffolk. So the Brisa says Rebbe Chia holds Vadai Tame, and Rav Katina holds Suffolk. So, says the Gemara, who is this, how could this brisa work out? According to who? Lahach lishna to Amar Abaya. According to the line of Abaya, ibasar chashasha azlis, for the first, meaning number three on our list, the first side of Abaya's statement. If you go like the opinion of Abaya that says, if you're always over choshesh there, everything should be safek, messiah lele Rav Katina upliga Rav Chia. That's like Rav Katina, who says it's all safek. If you're choshesh, so then it should be suffik in all the cases. L'hach lishta da amrit, and according to the other side of Abaya's statement, note the last line, ibasar chazaka azlis, if you go basar chazaka, misai lele b'chiyo, please Rav Katina. Right, and then it would be the opposite, right? Because Rav Chia is the one that says vadai, and Rav Katina says suffik. So, according to those, that would be one, the brides would either fit into one and be akasha on the other. L'rav huna lo pligi. According to Rav Huna himself, number two on our list, what did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna says, min alova lefnim is vadei tamei. If you found it further in, it's for sure from the uterus, and outside, so then, sveiko tamei. So if you say that, Rav Huna, lo pligi, you could say there's no machlokes, Rashi points out, no machlokes between Rav Huna and the Brisa, and even within Rev Katina and Rebbe Chia. One might say that they're talking about different spots, and that's why there's no machlokas. Rav Huna lo pligi, kam ben alo v'lefnim, kam ben alo lachutz. Rav Chia, when he says vaday tame, he's talking about when it's further in. When Rav Katina says safek tame, he's talking around ben alo v'lachutz. And that's also the chilek that Rav Huna made. Rav Huna meant inside is vaday tame and outside is safek. So that way Rav Huna could agree to both opinions, and both opinions don't argue with each other. Ella, so with 3 out of 4, could fit into somebody's shita. Right, even if it's against others. Ella l'rami bar Shmuel l'rav Yisla b'reid Rav Yehuda. The first day, da'amri, what do they say? Min aluv alachutz, sveiko tamei. Min aluv alafnim, sveiko tahar. Min aluv alafnim, sveiko tamei. They said when it is outside, it's safek tahar. And inside, safek tahar. That's sveiko tahar. It's safek, and therefore it would be tahar. So how would they interpret the Brisa? Because they say, if it is out, then it's tar. So who says that? So, min haluv v'defnim, lema pliga, below v'defnim, shall we say that they're being mokimit the Brisa as further in, lema pliga the Rebbe Chia. So further in, so then the Rebbe Chia holds, that's a vada, and they will be arguing on Rebbe Chia. So lokasha kam kishinimsa bakarka bapruzdar kam shinimsa bagaga pruzdar. There can still be a chilek and a different in the case. Did you find it on the bottom part of the pruzdar? So then it would be vade tame. We assume it came from the makar, but if it's found on the gaga pruzdar, so then halacha would be different. Okay, different places where the dam is found in the details of this case. The Nodeb Yehuda points out in a tshuva in Evan and Yoredeya. In Yoredeya here in Simin Nunhei, discusses, just makes the ha'ara of why the Gemara here does not quote the nafkamina of Yisrael Abayla. The Gemara just focuses on Bias Mikdash and Sreifas Truma. Right? Why doesn't it quote the issues of Labayla? It's highlighting again the issue that we've spoken about a number of times already in the Masechta, which halachas are Chumra Dektaris and which halachas are related to Yisrael Abayla. So here one might have thought that this real Sveikos, it should be directly connected to Labayla also. Because you don't know where the dam came from. And that's a nafkamina. But the Rebbe Yehuda says, it's all related. He just wonders. L'chor yipala. Anan b'mechilta nikar mesechta v'zinei nidil abayla. Hanoi b'chol makum b'chol zman. V'lam ha-shavak Rebbe Chia, in this tosef, in this braisa, ikar din nidil abayla v'naka din b'yas mikdash v'truma. U'maya chaserlo ba'amro dama nidil b'pruzdar b'ayla chayiv aleha karis. Why couldn't he just say that nafkamina too? Why does he only have to say the nafkaminas of truma and a mikdash? So he says, nearly that there's a connection between them. He says, maybe this is where the Rambam got certain psakim of his about dam hamakor baba hargah. This is the same truma about, that he has about hargasha and zivas daralach. So he discusses the relationship between those areas of halacha. We'll get to this later, but again, on today's daf, but again, tuma and isser is what the is going on here in the relationship between the two areas, and those don't always go together. The Nodeb Yehuda here is highlighting, again in the continuation, which I'm not reading, that sometimes you have to say they go together. Usually Isser and Tumah are two totally different areas of Halacha, they're not connected. But you have Isser, kosher, not kosher, and you have Tumah and Tara. How are they connected? Here, by Nidal Baila, there's an interface, because it also... It applies to both. There are two nafkaminas. The Issa Labayla and Tubatara and Lachorah, they should go together. And that's what he said. He quotes that sometimes the Rama could have certain psukim in the Gemara that the source is in one and applies to the other. This is all, even though we know the Vilna Gaon points out, there are 3 different areas or 6 different areas of the halacha world, but he would agree that sometimes they're, once in a while, they're connected, even though it's not usual. Right? That's the pasuk in Parshas Shoftim, Beit Dam Ladam, Beit Din Ladin Galanega, where the Grub points out that this is reflecting 3 areas of the halachic world. Isser Veheter, Tuma Vitara, and Dinim Aminus. Right? Din Ladin is Dinim Aminus, Dam Ladam is Isser Veheter, and Nega Lanega. That's Tuma Vitara, right? Nega Tame and Nega Tor. And the Gra says, that's why every answer to questions in Halacha, all answers are 1 of 6. Mutter, Aser, Tame, Tar, Chayef, Pater. Right? Every single question in Halacha has 1 of those 6 answers. So the Nodeb Yehuda there, here though, in Yoredeya Nunhei is highlighting, but this is a unique context, as we know, where there is a connection. And that's why even though Rav Chi only talks about one, it has ramifications to the other, and he just discusses why it's not said mifurash. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'shlosha mekomos, holchu bo chacham macharov, asom kevadai. In three areas, says Rabbi Yochanan, three areas, the chachamim went after the rov. The asum kevadai. Right, we know rov, there are many times when we follow the rov. But Rabbi Yochanan says specifically, there are three times we follow the rov, and we treat it like a vadai. We treat it like a vadai, right? Which Rabbi Yochanan seems to say is unique. Unique. Usually we don't treat it like a vadai, right? We would treat it like, we would be knowing like it. But rov is very powerful, right? Rov is very powerful. Right? We said in the past, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. The Gemara says, rov yiva beats chazaka, which we'll talk more about, today. But again, the Rabbi Yochanan says there are three times that we treat rov like a vadai. Tosfos HaRash here on the side says, what's the chiddush of this line? Even according to Rabbi Meir, who's usually choshesh lamiut, says we see on the side, afilu ikam miuta v'chazaka delo mari laruba v'afilu Rabbi Meir dechayish lamiuta hachamode. Even according to Rabbi Meir, who usually says choshesh lamiut, he says that in a few places in Shas, hachamode, here would agree that you go after the rov because it's like a vadai. The lo amrina smoke miyut la chazaka. Rameir usually says you have a miyut along with a chazaka that knocks out the rov. You would not say that in these three cases. Tahami isha b'cheskas tahara mishum miyuta delo shchiach hu kmo makor sherov d'meya makor mitzuyin. Right, so that's what the Gemara, the Tazer Rosh says that here, even according to Rabbi Meir, we would say that you treat it like a vadai. The language of holchu bo chachamim, though, is also a little unusual. If you look in the Chachmas Betzalel here, in his Sefer Pesachei Nida, he points out, that this is a din daraisa. Right, we're talking about daraisa nafkaminas. So he just wonders about that lashon. L'chara yesh l'dayek al halashon holchu bo chachamim. To hadvar torahu, to haruba daraisahu. To chayavan alav abiyas mikdash, v'sov alav zatruma, like Rabbi Chiya just said. Asum kevadai. So what's the language of holchu b'chachamim, the efshar, so he suggests, the efshar lomar, deratza lomar, da'af man d'chayish ba'alma, he quotes this idea from Tosfos HaRash, da'af man d'chayish ba'alma l'miyuta min ha-Torah, even those that usually are choshesh l'miyut, tika kamitanoi d'chayish l'miyuta min ha-Torah, filo hachi modu hacha, derov ze kevadei afilu min ha-Torah, why, v'tama davar, and now he gets into a topic which will come up later on the daf also, why would this be different? V'tama davar du'ulai chashvum keruba de'isa kaman. Maybe they consider it like a ruba de'isa kaman. We know, de'kuli alma minatorahu, which is of course minatorah. The choshesh and lemiut are by a ruba de'lesa kaman. But these are by a ruba de'isa kaman. What are those? Remember the Gemara says in Chulin on Daf Yud Aleph, the source for rov. The source for rov, the Gemara asks, how do you know you go after a rov? Because the pasuk says in Shmos, achrei rav lahatos. You follow the majority. So then the Gemara asks, that's fine by a ruba de'isa kaman. By nine stores, one of them kosher, not kosher, Sanhedrin. What about ruba de'lesa kaman? How do you know that you go by a rove there? So it's clear from that line of the Gemara that the more obvious rove is a ruba de'isa kaman. But by a ruba de'lesa kaman, so that is more questionable than a ruba de'isa kaman. Ruba de'isa kaman is a rove in front of me. There are 10 stores, 9 are kosher, 1 are not kosher. There are, 100 people, a certain amount are Jewish, a certain amount are not Jewish. Those are Ruba de'isa kaman, it's in front of me. Ruba de'lesa kaman is what we call a statistical rov. Statistical rov. Most women give birth after 9 months. Most women give birth to viable babies. Most, katanim and ktanos don't grow up to be a sris and an islandess. Right, there are different types of statistical rovs. Sometimes that overlaps with chazakos. Right, that type of ruba de'lesa kaman gets into the world of maybe that sounds like a chazaka. Chazaka, that this is what happens. But again, it's not exactly the case. But either way, that is what the Pesachei Nida, the Chachmas Aleph, is referring to here. Then maybe these cases, even though it might not be literally a ruba de'lesa kaman, I'm talking about a lot of different points in the case, we consider it ki'ilu, it is a ruba de'lesa kaman, and that is min ha-Torah, something that everyone would hold up. It is an interesting question, just logically, to speak about. What would we think is a stronger type of rove, logically? So Gemara says, Ruba de'isa kaman, but there is some evidence that there are some elements of Ruben Delesikaman. Ruben Delesikaman, you might think, is in front of me. So you have 9 stores and 1 store. But statistical, you know, you might think that's, you know, that's, there's such a larger population in the world. Most women have, that's a very strong. Right, so, but again, that's the, Gemara discusses this. Again, there's, different formulations of Isa Kaman and Lesa Kaman. Some say that maybe the difference is whether you treat it like what we call a Birur versus a Hanhaga or a Hachra. Right? Do we say that once we apply the robe, it's Kilu, it's a Vadai? Or do we say we still don't know, but this is what the Torah tells us to do? Well, the two ways of understanding all Psakim in cases of Suffolk. We don't know, but this is what we should do, or no. The Torah says that this is what we have to assume is Vadai took place. So that could be a chilek in either direction. Rav Shimon Shkaf writes in Shari Yoshar, the Lesa Kaman is more of a Birur. If 95% of women have this, then you could apply that to here. Isa Kaman is a more of a Chiddush HaTorah. But, so sometimes, ironically, that could apply even cases, to even cases even where Birur wouldn't apply. Because it's just a hanaga, it's what the Torah says to do, it's a xeris hakasim. But again, it's that's the Rav Shimon's suggestion. There are others that other formulations about what the difference is between Isa and Lesa. Rav Yosef Engel has a suggestion in the Beis HaOtzer here on page 71. What's the definition of Isa Kaman and Lesa Kaman? But again, well, let's continue, and then we'll see if we have time a little bit later to get back to some more of the definitions. But that's the Pische Nidus comment here, that maybe that's what's going on here, why Rabbi Meir and others would agree here, because here, the Rabbanim would treat this robe as a Ruba de Isa. Come on, so what are the cases? Well, now let's get to the cases. So Rabbi Yochanan says, there are 3 cases that Rabbanan is the language of the Gemara, but either way, the din is that we treat him like a Vadai. Makor Shilya Chaticha. These 3 cases. Makar Hada Amran. Makar is our case. Rabbi Yochanan says Makar. If Dam is found in the Makar, we would treat it as Vaday Tame. That's Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, you're Chayev, B.S. Mikdash. You burn Truma. Right? That shows it's a Vaday. So that's Makar. Shilya. What's Shilya? That's the Mishnah later on. Ditznan. Shilya Bavayas. If there is a Shilya, in the house, that means there's an afterbirth in the house. Do we have to assume there was a baby in there, and therefore the house is tamei mace? So shilya babayis, habayis tamei. The house is tamei. Even though the Ritva points out there's a cheskas tahara of the house, right? We assume everything is tahara unless proven tamei, but still, we would treat it as vadai, tuma. That's the Ritva's comment. V'im tamei nisvach mutu l'chazaka debesa dekoi becheskas tahara. Tirtzubatosvas to keep it the Vaday Naga Shilya Bebayas Reyach Eskasa. Okay, the Ritva says that's not a factor. So that's Shilya. Velosha Shilya Vlad, Elashain Shilya below Vlad. Not that the afterbirth itself is a baby, but we assume there was some type of fetus in here, and therefore the house is tummy. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon agrees fundamentally, maybe there was a Vlad inside, but maybe it disintegrated before it was born. Nimok Avlad Achelo Yatza. Maybe the baby disintegrated, Rahman al-Islam, before it was came out, and therefore there wouldn't be Tumas mace in this case. Right, and Rashi quotes there on Nimo Kavlad, Uvena'aseh dam, v'nis'arev bidam haleda, u'batal barof. Right, quotes the Gemara later on. That if the shuya disintegrates before it comes out, then it'll be batal barof of the other dam that is there. Right, nis'arev bidam haleda, which is not baby, and therefore, Bata Barov, and therefore, there's no Tumas Mace in this case. We will talk more about Bita Barov soon. Chaticha, so number 3 is Chaticha. Chaticha de Tanya, the Brisa says, Hamapelas Yad Chatucha, Varegal Chatucha, Rachmana Litzlan, again, all these cases are Rachmana Litzlan. If there is a miscarriage, some type of birth, and what comes out, a hand or a leg. So you don't know, was this a real baby? Is this part of a baby that's an Aver and it's the Tamei Mace. So, Imo Tmea Leda. So, it says this, the Nafkamina here, though, is not Tuma, but it's Tumas Leda. So, yes, you have to assume the woman is Tmea Leda, she had a birth. We're not Choshesh that it came, this arm, this leg came from an underdeveloped fetus, and therefore it would not be called a Leda in this case. In this case, we would assume, no, Rove. But fetuses that have legs and arms are developed, and therefore it would be considered a leida. How do you know what's the nafkamina of considering it a leida? You know, so she's tame. You give her, you may tahara, Rashi says. Rashi points out, Midiyavina lo yimei tohar, hol v'rov anashim lav guf atam yoldan. That shows, whenever you can have a kula in a case, that shows we're doing it b'torah zvada, not b'torah safek. Because otherwise, a woman has some type of flow, how can you say it's tohar? So we'll be machmer, we'll give her the days of tahara of a zachar, so it'll be less, meaning it'll be days of tumah of an akeva, 14, and then we'll give her only up to 33 days of a zachar, so it will be machmir on the least days of tahara, but we'll give her some days of tahara. And that shows that it is a din vadai that we were treating it as. Again, the days of the yemei tumah and yemei tahara, we mentioned in the past, I don't remember how recently, in terms of where this comes from. Ultimately, it's a gzeiras hakasav. Why is the woman tumah, why is there tumah sleida? Again, but there are various suggestions given. I think we mentioned Rav Hirsch says that all tumah has to do with death. All tumah. Tumas meis, nogea tumas meis, tumas sheretz, tumas nevela. All tumah has to do with death. Even tumas nida is a potential pregnancy that didn't happen. It's a potential life that didn't happen. Tumas yoledes, he suggests, is that a woman used to have more life within her, and now it has exited her. That vacuum creates tumah. That aggravates tumah, and especially, let's say if she has a girl, then she's lost a life that could give off life, that's why it might be even more, so that's in terms of tumah. And I also like to mention another thought that one of the Achronim say, one of the more contemporary, Hagiona Shel Torah says, that when a woman has a baby, at that moment, it's only natural for a human being to have all her love channeled towards the baby, at that second. Right? We can't all be expected to be on the level of Yaakov Avinu, who when seeing his son after 22 years, he says Shema Yisrael. And as the stipler says, you know, he felt this amazing love and he wanted to channel into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's superhuman. Right? The average, meaning everybody else in the world besides the Yaakov Avinu, right? That's natural. At that one second, there's love that's focused and it should be focused. Maybe it's not a negative, it should be focused on the baby, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria to create this love and bond between a mother and a baby. And therefore, that lack of focus for a second, even on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, would create tumah. Okay, there are others. The Shemin Atov says, I think quotes the Kutzker, that at every birth there's Hashras HaShechina, right? One of the keys that Hashem didn't give to anybody else. First off in Tinus. So when, after the baby's born, so the HaShechina leaves, that vacuum of Hashras HaShechina, you know, causes tumah. Okay, all different interesting deos about tumas later, but we know tumah yimetara are pasuk in Chumash, and it applies. So in these three cases of Shilya, Makar, and Chaticha, it's a robe. We don't know for sure, but we treat it like a vaday. Treat it like a vaday. So the Gemara says, Visuleka, that's it. Those are the only three cases in all of Halacha where we treat the robe like a vaday. What about the famous case of the stores? V'yaika, Teisha Chanuyos. What about the case of nine stores? Titania, the Brisa says, Teisha Chanuyos, Kulon Mochros, Basar Shchuta, V'yachas Mochros, Basar Nevela. What happens? There are nine stores selling kosher meat, one selling non-kosher meat. V'lokach, Me'achas V'yam 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 V'yam. And I bought meat from a store. I don't remember which store I bought from. So what do you do? Nine kosher. So can I go after the robe? Sveiko Aser. So this is the halacha of Kol Kavua Kamechsal Mechsadami. This is the halacha that's quoted in Ksubis and elsewhere. Whenever something is stationary, does not move, then the laws of rov don't apply. You have to treat it like 50-50 and therefore be machmir, generally. Kol kavua kamechsal mechsadami v'asr. Ultimately, most assume that is a gzeres hakasav. Why should you knock out rov once it's stationary? And only once it moves, then you can go after the rov. Why should that make a difference? Sounds like Suffik tuma v'rishus hayachid tamei v'rishus harabim tor. Again, arbitrary. These are just the rules of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do. So it could be. There are those that suggest that maybe when something is stationary, it is more significant. So if you have a significant miut, right, it's not just like moving around, derech agav, derech arai. It's stationary, it's fixed. When something is fixed, it has more significance. And when it has more significance, it can't be batal. Maybe that's a little bit of a svara why kavua will be Kemechsal Mechse, it won't just be wiped out. Again, a big topic in the Achronim. We're not going to get into it so much right now. But either way, what does this Gemara say? That if I bought from a store, I'm not sure which one, I have to treat it like 50-50. I have to treat it like, and therefore, Savi Daraisa Lachumra, if it's 50-50. Sveiko Aser. Ubenimsa Halachachar Arov. But if it's found, if the piece of meat is found on the street outside, I found a package of meat on the street outside. So it didn't come, it came from one of the stores, but we don't know which one, but it was parish, it's separated from the stores, so halacha charov, that's what we apply the principle of called a parish, meruba parish, wherever it came from, we can assume it came from the rove. So here is a case where we go by the rove, and lachor, it seems like you could assume it's vada, you could eat the meat, which means that it's vada, it's a rove that we treat like a vada. So therefore, why did Rabbi Yochanan only say three cases? A rove is like a vadai. Here's another case. Answer, tuma kamrinan, iser lo kamrinan. He's talking about a case of the world of tuma. You see, what are the halachas? He says, tame, 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 and also this one is aser. Different area of halacha. Different area of halacha. There are different rules. He's saying within the world of tuma v'tara, there are three cases where we have a suffix that's treated like a vadai. But when it comes to iser, there can be many other cases that we could do that as well. Do that as well. So says the Gemara now, okay, I'll find you a case of Tumah Vatara. And that was also left off the case of Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, even before that, the Chashuk Yechemet, to a few Chashuk Yechemets today, discusses, again, a case of kosher, not kosher, this can be put in 1,000 dafim in Shas, all the Masechah Schulin. He discusses, is there any problem with being a mashkiach on a restaurant which has kosher food, so you're the mashkiach and you're only giving extra the food, but there's a lot of other things in the restaurant that go on that's not so kosher. Right, there are other things in the restaurant, maybe not in the kitchen, but in the actual area of the patrons, that's not so kosher. Is there any issue of giving the hashgacha? You're giving the hashgacha only to the food, not to what people wear, or any other behavior that goes on in the restaurant. So, this might be a halachic hashgafic, or maybe halachic question. He discusses the fascinating, the Gemara says Megillah, we never really thought about it. Gemara Megillah says that laso kirtzon ishva ish, like the pasuk in the Megillah, kirtzon Mordechai v'Haman. And what does Rashi say there? Heim hayu sarei hamashkim besuda. They were the sarei hamashkim. So he asked the Silverstein, how could Mordechai be the one who's serving the drinks at the party? You know, is that something that he should be doing? He told them not to go to the party. So he quotes his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, from time of the Kra. He says, maybe that's dafka why Mordechai wanted to be Sarah Mashkim. He wanted to make sure it didn't become Stam Yenam. He was the one that wanted to pour the wine. Right? He could throw turn on the fire in the ovens. It's going to be a long party. No bishakum, no pasakum. He wanted to do what he can. But according to this then, we have an answer to our question. You know, what else was going on at that party? Mordechai wanted to make sure at least the food should be kosher. At least the food should be kosher. Larzos, ulai kedai lasis kashus lamakom, kedai lahatzel asapochazim me iser ma'achalos asuros. Or, ach yesh lachalik. Or maybe not. Shemordechai lo amar lahem shu machshir hamakom. Ulai asuzos bachbei. Mordechai didn't give a gushpanka to the makom. Maybe they didn't even know where he was. Or, he didn't have his tudat kashrut hanging on the outside of the store. Maybe if you put a heksher outside, you know, and everybody sees, heksher, this is a mahadrin. Oh, going inside, doesn't look like so mahadrin, right? Everything else doesn't. But again, so maybe that's more of a, even a chil Hashem aspect. So what do you say? So he doesn't give a final psak, but he is, he's noted to say not to. He's noted to say not to, because again, people look at the, not in terms of technical halacha, what's kosher, but that's how people look at it, how people view it. And he quotes that there's a marsham that talks about the minag of ein kovin shuk shel baser b'tishas layamim v'yesh anashim shel lo yimzu baser kasher yochlo baser nevelos atreifos. What happens if you know somebody always wants to eat fleishiks? Always wants to eat fleishiks. So if you, and he always buys from your store, if you don't open up your store in the 9 days, he's going to go buy treif. So should you open up your store so that at least, so he'll violate the minhag of not eating meat during the 9 days and not have to eat treif? Right, so that's what he discusses. Very serious shilas. These are for the big guns, right? And he quotes based on this Akedas Yitzchak that he quoted, Shekiva Shem Yatira Hariz Achatas Kahal, right? But here you might trip up the tzibur. The tzibur might come in. So is it better to let someone do a singular aveira, even if it's more chomer, than to let a lot of people violate, even if it's less kal? See, noted to say not to. And again, this is, Rahman al-Islam comes up also, let's say a case of a mikvah, right? The shayla has come up. Right? There's an ancient custom, the Ramban already, right? The Rivash, 600 years ago, of non-married girls not going to the mikvah. Don't let non-single girls go to the mikvah, bizman hazeh. So what happens if there's a girl that comes to the mikvah who's single, who wants to go to the mikvah? And let's say the woman in charge knows that this woman is somewhat promiscuous, and she's involved in things that shouldn't be involved in. At least she's going to the mikvah. So do you allow her to go to the mikvah so she doesn't violate Isur Ikaris? To violate the Isur, the minog of not going to the woman going to the mikvah? Again, it's a very serious shilas. But sometimes, you know, without paskening, but sometimes we'll have to be machmir on an individual to save the system. For the good of the system. And to have fleishik restaurants open up during the 9 days, you know, maybe that's a problem with the system. Even though it could cause problems for individual cases, so too in that case of the mikvah, one might have a similar idea. Okay, but either way, that is one try about Teisha Chanuyos, and we said, no, that's okay, that's Isser, that's not Tumah. So now the Gemara says, okay, I'll find you a case of Tumah. The Aika, Teisha, Svardin, the Tosefta in Taurus, the case of 9, we'll translate this as frogs, we'll assume they're frogs. Teisha Svardin, the key is that a Tzvardeya is not one of the Shratzim. Teisha Svardin, Vesheretz Echad Beneim, right? 9 kosher, animals, let's say, and Sheretz and Beneim, and 1, they're all not kosher, but 9, Tahor, and 1 Tameh, 1's a Sheretz. Venaga, remember, there are a lot of non-kosher animals that are not kosher to eat, but there's only 8 shratzim that if I touch them, it makes me tame. That's an avatuma, right? If I touch a dead animal that's not one of the 8 shratzim, right? If I touch, unless it's a nevela. Nevela is also tame, depending what constitutes nevela. But other types of shratzim that are not included, so then that wouldn't be a make me tame. So anyway, so teisha shratzim v'sher ezekon meyam v'naga b'achas b'echon meyam. And I touch one of them, v'niyotia b'ezen meyam naga. I don't know which animal I touched, one that makes me tame or not. So v'rishas v'yachid sveiko tame, v'rishas v'ram sveiko tor. As we just said, it depends where it's found. Because Savik Tumah Rishas Yachid Tamei, as we know from Sota, and Savik Tumah Rishas Arabim Tahar. So Ubin Nimsa, and if it's found Parish Min Harov, right? Nimsa Rashi, bottom Rashi, Ben Nimsa Shapirish Echen Mehemu Makom Acher. It's no longer with the whole group of Shratzim. One animal went to some other place. Vinaga Bahu Adam Sham, and the man person touched it there. And it's not along with the others. Tahar, that's Tahar, right? Even in Rishus HaYachid. Why? Dahash Dalav Kavuahu Barmina called the Barjuba Parish Fitzvardehu. We assume it's Svardeya. So Benimsa Allah Chacharov. Question mark. So there too, we say Tahar Vandai Tahar. So why, and this is within Tumah V'Tahara. How could Rabbi Yochanan say there's only 3 cases that we treat Rov like a Vandai? Here's a 4th in Tumah. Answer, limited even more. Tumah de'isha kamrinan, tumah ba'alma lo kamrinan. When Rabbi Yochanan made a statement about tumah, we treat something like rov like a vadai, that's by tumah of a woman. Tumah of a woman. Tumah de'isha, right? All those cases are about whether a woman is tamei, right? Shilya, chaticha, and makar. It's all from a woman. Tumah ba'alma, stam tumah is also, he didn't make a statement generally there. So again, this isn't saying a halachic principle, learning one from the other. This is just saying what Rabbi Yochanan's statement was about. It's a very limited statement, and even though it's all within the world of Tumah, but there is a chilek between them. One more, once we're on the topic of Chashukei Chemed, one more relating to Svardeya. She'ela, there was a group of chayalim, group of soldiers, Hanifes Pipilus Bekavakvol. They were on the border somewhere. Shochan Kol Alayla B'Marov U'Miyadim Shachar. Aleim Laseis LePilut B'Psayot. Right, they had to go out and take care of army business very early in the morning. Very early. So they had to daven at the earliest moment. Earliest moment. Vodim Laspalam Yad Im Shachar. Right, exactly when one needs to, then one could daven after Amud Shachar. Elash Ein B'Yadam Luach Hazmanim Ein Yodim Ein Masayol Hashachar. So obviously this is a case where nobody had there was no service. You couldn't check online, you know, what time Amud Shachar was. Okay. Anyway, so Echad Achayalim, Hesivet Tzuma Slave, Cheve Rav. So one of the Chayalim noticed that there is a Tofa Banyenet, where we say every morning, Hanosein Lasech Vibina, Lathchem Vayom Vayn Laila, that there are Tzvardeim, there are frogs, whatever it is, that right in the morning, very early in the morning, they're already crackling. They're making those sounds. Ukinira Matchil Ayom, Emnitan Lismoch Al Kachlis Pal Shachars. Could you rely on animals? Right, the tarnagol, whatever it is, could you rely when they Problem is, because sometimes those animals are, they are saying when the warning is going to come. Who says that it's that it came already? Right, there's some bina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave animals that they could arrive, start making these sounds, like they were in the beginning of brachas, remember on Daf Gimel, the beginning of the sound, the animals, some animals, you know, when the dogs bark, when the all the different, mishmaros. So, it's Adi Noh, Lamaisa. So he quotes from the Maharil in the Likutim. Amar Maharash, Wakach Nikra Tzvardeya, Bibreshe Yodea Masai Boker. Why is it called Tzvardeya? They know when the morning is. Shekol halayla hu tzoeku makarkero ubeboker shosek. It's the opposite. He's cackling the whole night, and the morning he's quiet. V'kasuv chada v'korin trei tzafar deya. Tzafar. Right, that's tzafra. Tzafra is the morning in Aramaic. Right, tzafra demaritav. Tzvar deya. They know the morning. So, I don't know, machlokas, they know the morning and therefore they start making noise or they stop making noise. Okay, different, misoris about, Tzvardeya Vim Kain, Ulayish, Malkam Lisbachakach, Lasnum Miad, Bitzvilas Shachar. So he quotes, remember this Gemara from the Sanhedrin, right, that there is certain, there's a river that, only doesn't flow on Shabbos. You'll have to look at nature to determine days, to determine weeks. So he says maybe there could be differences. So, Elizabeth Sarachian, whether that could be enough to daven. Okay, either way, Tzvardeya, and we continue. We can talk also about the maka of frogs. Remember the maka, the stifler's great thought about frogs, right? If they all knew, right, as the Chazal say, there was one big frog and they kept hitting the frog, and it became more frogs, so just stop hitting the frog. Why was it so hard for them? They saw every time they hit the frog, it got worse and worse for them, so just don't hit the frog. The stifler there expresses in the Berachas Peretz, because when somebody's angry, they're out of control, and they can't think about what they're doing. And one might act illogically, even though it's hurting, you know, what they're doing, right? So that's why they couldn't stop hitting the frog. You know, sometimes, Rahman al-Islam, also, when we're angry, we're out of control, we do things. How many issues of road rage have caused problems? So we have to recognize that, always be in control. Okay, Vaiter, Vyaika. So, two tries, we said, Rabbi Yochanan isn't talking about that. When he says Rov is like Vadai, he's only talking about Tumah, and he's only talking about Tumas Isha. So Gemara finally says, okay, I'll find you a case of Tumas Isha. Vyaika, Hadam Rabbi Shimon Levi. Shimon Levi says as follows, Av Rabbanar, a woman who's pregnant who goes into the river. Vihi Pila, and Rahman al-Islam, she miscarries in the water, and again she doesn't know, was it a good baby, was it a viable, mevia karban v'nechal. What's the halacha? She has to bring karbanas yoledes, v'nechal. And it can even be eaten, Rashi, chatas ha'ov shela ne'echeles, right, an ola is not eaten at all. Right, but the chatas ha'ov, what does the Mishnah say in Zvachim, ein l'mizbeach ela dama, right, chatas ha'ov is eaten. So what do you mean it's eaten? V'lo amrinon, says Rashi, al hasafik ba. We don't say this is just ba'al hasafik. V'eino ne'echeles. T'dilma lavladu. V'chulin melukin hein. Maybe it's not a vlad. And therefore this isn't really a karban. And it's really chulin that had malika done to it. U'malika's chulin nevela. And the malika of chulin is a nevela. Right? It can't be molik chulin. Right? You have to be shochet chulin. Right? All the differences between malika and shchita as we had in chulin. So this is another statement. Right? There's another statement that Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that we'll treat a rove in the case of a woman like a vadai. Halach acha rove nashim, rove nashim, v'lan ma'alya yaldin. Answers the Gemara, mas nisan kamrinan, shmaitzalo kamrinan. Okay, another limit. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Tanaitic statements. Mishnah Brisa Tosefta, this was a statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and as great as Rabbi Shua ben Levi was, it does not count as one of the statements of the Tanoim. And that's why, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan was emphasizing in his statement. Mishnayos, Tosefos, and Brisos have special power. Rabbi Yochanan says, in those three, there are many statements of Amoran, but the Brisos have special power. That's the Maharsha's Diuk and explanation of the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara mentions that the world is going to be 6,000 years long, 2,000 Tohu, 2,000 Torah, 2,000 Yemos HaMashiach. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah and Aftes. And also ask the Mefarshim, so what happened at the year 2000 and 4000? Was there something significant? What happened at 2000? So already Rashi and the others say that around the year 2000 was when Avram Avinu discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram was born in 1948 on the Hebrew calendar. He was 52 in the year 2000. And many Rishonim say that's when he was really getting into spreading monotheism even though the Rishonim say they're all different dates. Did he recognize Hashem when he was 3, when he was 40, the Rambam says, 52, but it could have been a process. It could all be right. It could have been a process, but 52 is when he started spreading, and that's when Torah started. That's the year 2000. What about the year 4000? Rashi says it's Lav Dafka. Torah didn't end then. It just means Yemos HaMashiach started. And now it's Torah and Yemos HaMashiach. But if you look in the Marsha on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, and if you look in the Tzadi Zayin Amun Aleph going over Amun Beis, and if you look in the Torah Tamima also, same idea in Bereishis, they say that no, the year 4000 was just about the time that the Mishnah was codified. And that is, in a sense, when certain Torah ended. Because all of Mishnah, Braisa, Tosefta is the Yesodos. They're the Yesodos for everything afterwards. The Chazon Ish has one place where he describes that everything else since then is application. Everything is application applying those same Yesodos that were created then. But the special power and authority to the Mishnah, Braises, and Toseftas from the Tanoim, even within that, Mishnah is compared to Braises and Tosefta. And therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan says here, I'm only talking about Tanoim statements and not Amoraim, so we can understand why he would say that's a different category, and that's why he would say I'm only talking about the Tanoim here and not more. Good. Good, says the Gemara. Chadas Of itself is a very important discussion, right? Generally, if you're kind of a carbon misafik, you don't bring the carbon, right? Safik Hulin Bazara. If I'm Safik, I'm not sure, unless it's an Asham Talui. That's Baal Safik. But let's say I'm not a different carbon. Let's say I don't say there's an Asham Tali for a carbon Asham, and I'm Safik whether I violated Mi'ilah or not. Asham Mi'ilos. So, if we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, so we say there's no Asham Tali. So what do you do? Nothing. Right? Because it's a Safik. We don't take any chances. But when it comes to birds, it comes ala Safik. Chavis Ob is Baal HaSafik. Right, the Brisker Rav discusses the lumdus of this in Ochaz Meiser Karbanas. Why do we say that Chavis Ob? It says it's broad ve'inu Nechal. Here it's Nechal, which shows that it's not even it's Baal HaSafik. But the Brisker Rav in Hilchaz Meiser Karbanas discusses that this is a unique type of din. The Be'emes discusses how big is a bird? Is a bird one or a bird two? In that same connected piece, he discusses the idea of Chatas Ha'of. What exactly is Chatas Ha'of? It's a Ha'bal Safik. It's a different type of Chiyav than other Karbanos that are Ba'al al Safik. Again, I'm not going to read it right now, but if you look there, that's the Briskara. Good. Says the Gemara now, Baha, third line, Baha Kiyaza Ravin. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Masav Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Toeh, he mentioned Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina asked the Kasha in the Sugya of Toeh. Remember that case? You know, a woman doesn't know. Is it Yimei Ziv? Is it Yimei Nida? V'lo Yadana Mai Tiyuvtei. He quoted there, Rabbi Yossi had a Kasha, and I don't know what his Kasha was. I don't know what his Kasha was from here. Right? What does that mean? Rashi, Mazer Rabbi Yosef Hanina, Ad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He asked on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi, who said that you treat this robe as a vadai, and you bring the carbon and you can eat it, in the case of the woman in the water. He asked on Yeshua ben Levi, Masnisan Chada, Demairi Beisha Toa, Shelo Yada Emasai Yolda, a woman who didn't know when she had a baby, Vahasam Tani La, Vakama Rabin, Lo Yadana, my Tufte, Rabbi Yosi. And Rev Rabin says, I don't know what his kasha was from that brisa. Delav tiyuftahi. It was not a kasha. So when that statement was made, ask the Gemara. So my lav lo tiyufta ela siyata. Didn't Rev Rabin, when he came, didn't he mean by that and say, wow, it's not only that it's not, that brisa is not a kasha on Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, it's a raya to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. And if it's a raya to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, then we have a discussion of the Tanoim that proves Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. And therefore, why is it off Rabbi Yochanan's list? Again, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi made the statement. So if we're saying that there's a Tanoim discussion that supports him, so then shouldn't that be on the list? The Gemara says, lo, that's not what Ravin meant. He meant it's not a kasha, but it's not a raya either. Demolo to you, lo siyata. No, it means it's not a kasha either. Okay, Adkan, we understand Rabbi Yochanan's statement. There's nothing extra that should have been on the list. Right, we have the three cases that we treated rov like a vadai, makar, chaticha, and shilya. But now we're going to talk, ask a different question on the Rabbi Yochanan. So what's he excluding? When do you not treat a rov like a vadai? So we just came up to say all the cases that are not on the list, but what are the cases that he is excluding? So lim ute mai, so ilema lim ute ruba dika chazaka bade. Is he excluding a case that where there is a chazaka against the rove, the lo sarfin aleihas a truma? In that type of case, you wouldn't burn truma. If you have a rove, that should say tar, let's say, and you have a chazaka that would say, or rove that says tame and a chazaka that says tar, that you don't treat it like a vada. The lo sarfin aleihas a truma, v'yama Rabbi Yochanan chadazimna. That we know already. So Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't have to exclude that from this statement. Rabbi Yochanan said these three cases are rove kevadai. So we say, oh, it doesn't mean that in a case of rove that's not against the chazaka. We already know that already. As follows, ditznan, the Mishnah says in Taros, tinok shenim sabasada isa. It's a baby next to a dough, ubatik biyado. The baby is holding a little of the dough in his hand. So you know the baby touched the dough and grabbed a piece of the dough. The question is though, babies often play in garbages and in places where there might be dead shratzim. So this baby might be an avatoma. So when he touched the dough, so then maybe he was matami the dough. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Meir, Matayr, Racham, and Matamin. Rabbi Meir says, Tar, you don't have to worry about it. Racham, and Matamin. Racham say, why Tamei? Shedako, Shaltinok, Letapech. It's the derech of the child to poke around, to touch, garbage, and therefore, one has to be nervous. If you read my time with Rabbi Meir, why does Rabbi Meir say otherwise? Why does he say Tahar here? Kasavar, as we mentioned, alluded to earlier, Rabbi Meir's Choshesh Lamiyot. Usually it's a chumrah, but here it's a kula. Rov tinokos metamchin. Most babies, you know, poke around in different, areas. Umiyut ein metamchin. And a miyut don't. The isazu becheskas tahoromet. This dough is becheskas tahara. Smoch miyut ala chazaka. Take the miyut of babies that don't poke around. Put it with the chazaka, the cheskas tahara. And that could be a team. V'isra le'ruba. That could be a team to go against the rov. Right? Rashi's lashon is, important Rashi. Lashon, mispoke to chazaka, vahavi lahu latire trey, to be latire, you have two aspects, the mira chazaka, veruba lahude latame, veinechad omir mokum shayim. There's a question how exactly it works conceptually, but Rashi seems to say it's two against one. Two against one, and therefore the two wins. And that's the Rameir Shita. The Rabbanan, miyuta kamadalasadam. The Rabbanan say, no, you're not choshesh lamiyut. There is no miyut here, you don't have to worry about the miyut. And therefore all it is like all babies poke around. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adiv. It's just a rove against the chazaka, and therefore the rove wins. The rove wins. V'yamar, we didn't get to the final state question yet. V'yamar yishlachim shim raboshia. Zui chazaka. Raboshia says, this is a chazaka. It really means rove. This is a rove. Rashi explains that. Shasar v'lavat truma. Rabbi Yishlachim says, this is a rove that you would even, in the case of the tinokos, that you'd burn truma. You'd burn this isa if it was truma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Einzu Chazaka, Shavon Lava Satruma. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you wouldn't. This isn't a rove. Why? Because you have a Chazaka, Chazaka's Tower against it. So, Rabbi Yochanan already says elsewhere, in this statement right here, that when you have a rove against a Chazaka, then you don't treat the rove like a Vadai. So his earlier statement cannot be excluding this case. We already know it. This isn't going to be the rove that he would be excluding. So what is it? So the Gemara answers, this machlokas, a little between Rashi and Tosfos here about what metapchin means, but we'll continue for now. So ela limute ruba de Rabbi Yehuda. What must he be excluding, Rabbi Yochanan? The robe of Rabbi Yehuda, as follows. In the case of the Mishnah, that's going to come up in a couple of days. Titzanan, as the Mishnah says, hamapeles chaticha. Right, the beginning of the next parak, the third parak in need is called parak hamapeles. Right, that's daf chaf aleph. So hamapeles chaticha, if a woman has something, a piece of flesh that comes, or some type of solid that comes out, you don't know what it is. Is it a baby? Is it dam? Right, you don't know what it is. So im yeshima dam. So if there is dam along with the chaticha that comes out, so then tamea, then she's tamea nida. If there is dam that comes out with it, right? Rashi says chaticha is below tsura, doesn't look like anything. If there's dam with it, tamea. Why? Rashi, tamea ishik tamea kishar nida. It's just a piece of something, and dam came out. So forget the item that came out. She had dam. There was no leda, so she's tamea nida. V'im lav, but if there's no dam with it, tahora. This isn't nida. It's something. We don't know what it is, but we know what it's not. Right? Sometimes you don't know what something is. We know what it's not. Right, and therefore she would be tahora. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bengach Bengach Tameya. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Either way, she is Tameya, even if there's no dam. Yomer Rabbi Yehuda Mer Shmuel Lo Timei Rabbi Yehuda Ela Bechaticha Shalabim Minei Damim. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says that even Rabbi Yehuda who's Machmir, who says that even if there's no dam Tameya, that's only if the chaticha is one of the four types of dam, one of the four colors of dam that we'll see later on are maros dam tame. Aval sharmine damim, but if it looks like other colors, then even Rabbi Yehuda would be mekel tahora. For Rabbi Yochanan amar shel arba mine damim de riakol tame. Rabbi Yochanan says no. If the chaticha is one of the four colors of dam, then even the Tarakama would say tame. Vishal shar damim de riakol tahora. And if it doesn't look like the four colors, then even Rabbi Yehuda would say tar. What's the machloke, says Rabbi Yochanan? Lo nechluku elakshi pila vini odas mei pila. Right, the only question is where you lost. Let's say, whatever, it got flushed, whatever it is, it got through. Of the Rashi, of the Chaticha, kodem shor lefaneinu, we didn't get to look at what color it was. So that's the question. Rabbi Yehuda savar, Rabbi Yehuda says, zil basa rov chatichos, rov chaticho shalabim inidamim avim. Yehuda says, you go after rov chatichos, and rov are of these four colors, therefore you have to say tamei. For Rabbanan savri, zil basa rov chatichos, lom ridan. You don't go after that. You don't go after that rov. So when Rabbi Yochanan made his statement earlier of these four are rov kevadai, it's excluding the rov of Rabbi Yehuda in this case. And therefore, look at Rashi, second Rashi on top. He doesn't know that most are of those colors. V'yashme'inan Rabbi Yochanan la'el. When Rabbi Yochanan made the statement that Amud Aleph, three cases are rov treated like a vadai, lumute ha ruba de Rabbi Yehuda. To exclude this one, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, to azel basa ruba, even Rabbi Yehuda who says you go after the rov, it's not a vadai. Lo kevadai mashvisle. Listro from Agoas Achuma. Even Rabbi Yehuda who says you go after the rov here and therefore you have to treat it as tameh, it's not rov vadai, it's only rov mitam safek, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is coming to me mefarish this Rabbi Yehuda that it's not a rov that is treated like a vadai. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Hashem, here in Parakol Ayad, as we continue. We'll have two more dafim here to discuss various colors of dam and the like. Okay, we'll stop here.